It's really interesting that we're given different degrees of good. So just in terms of what's going on with that is the expansion of our idea of good. And you have this stepping up. And the fuller the good, the more facets are involved. So when you move from singular to a multiplicity, that multiplicity can only be held together if good is looked to, because there are diverse ways of viewing that are within that multiplicity, and what binds it is love. So if there's no love or good, it just breaks apart. If we don't look to what is good, you get separation and conflict and differences of opinion and love of domination. Yeah, we know the story, right? So the process of coming to that is being shown in the word. And if we take it at the level of the human mind, there are a lot of diverse ideas we carry within our minds. And some of those will be in conflict with each other, but we don't recognize that. And some will be more harmonious. And some things that we hold to will be appearances that we take as real and therefore are in falsity. And there will be other things that we recognize are appearances, and so the truth shines forth from them. And a lot of these ideas and things will find their grounding in the word for support, whether that's false or whether it's true, or whether it promotes what is evil and of self-love, or whether it promotes what is good and of the Lord, genuinely so. So the whole thing is about the natural mind is in disarray and disorder at the beginning of the process. It's a chaos, it's void, it's empty, and it needs to be organized into a form whereby it can hold what is higher. So I just wanted to track back a little bit. So the idea of memory knowledges, true memory knowledges, false memory knowledges, all of that, what has to be understood is that everything that sits in the memory or the level of the natural is a scientific, regardless of its origin. The fact that it's in the natural makes it a scientific. So there are scientifics which has been let down from what is higher. So what does that mean? So just having some way of just seeing this structurally, at the higher level of the mind are cognitions of what is good and true, and that is the Lord present there. At the natural level, the lower level of the mind, there are all these vessels that are called scientifics, and some of those can hold what is higher and some can't. And the way that the lower comes to hold the higher is when we are responsive to what is asked of us, or when we respond to the word, our understanding of the word, out of a sincere effort, then that opens the way for what is higher to be let down into what is lower, or the vessel begins to contain what is higher. And when what is higher is established in the vessel, it bursts into flame. What is interior can be seen, right? And love and light are present in the lower. So this is kind of what's being illustrated here. You know, and this is all kind of presented to us in a linear fashion, because the nature of text is such that it can't be any other way. But it can be helpful to think of things going on more simultaneously than linearly in time. So what you have is you have what's going on with Moses in Midian, and then you have what's going on at the level of Egypt. And the things are not unrelated, they're related. So in the state called Midian, there's this uniting of first principles called the law divine with simple good and the truths of simple good. So that's going on in the state called Midian. And then you have the last reading, which was the death of Pharaoh and what was happening at the level of a state called Egypt. And then you have a flick back here to a development of the state in Midian, right, which is Moses out in the wilderness with the sheep. So instruction is happening. So you have these different states happening. So what happens in Midian to start with, the fact that there's been this conjunction of the higher with the lower enables instruction to occur, whereby the things in the lower, represented by the bramble bush, the letter of the word, is now coming to be seen to be divine. So this involves the glorification of the Lord. But the thing is that can't be seen unless the human mind is regenerated, or being regenerated to a point where the word is seen in a different light to what it was previous to that. So as we engage with the word, and the word engages with us to transform our mind, so we come to see more the word in its divine state. That's the divine human being perceived. So when the letter of the word becomes the vehicle for communicating the love of the Lord, that is an experience of the divine human. So we also have the discussion about how angels see the Lord, that the Lord is seen as an angel to angels. And we might ask why that is. The reason is that when the Lord flows into a mind, he's projected according to the form of that mind. So the Lord himself doesn't change. The Lord doesn't become an angel to angels and then become a man to us. That's not a change happening in the Lord. That is a difference due to the quality of the reception that's happening. The Lord remains constant. He's immutable. He never changes. But what does change is our state of understanding. And as our state of understanding changes, so our vision of the Lord is transformed. So it goes from seeing the good at an individual level to seeing good on a collective level. But even seen on a collective level, it's seen as one. Like there's a perception of the community being a human itself, like an entity, just a multiple entity, if you like, or an entity made up of multiple parts on a grander scale. And that's because what a human being is in essence is their will and understanding. And what a will and understanding is the affections and the thoughts. So you don't have a will without affections, and you don't have an understanding without thoughts. So these things are descriptions of the way the human mind is organized. And it always takes a human form because the Lord is a divine human. And everything is in the human form. There isn't anything that is in creation that isn't in the human form to a greater or lesser degree. And I think that's what this idea of levels of good also communicates to us, because good is what is human. So an unregenerate mind is not a human mind. It's a human in potential, but it's not human until regeneration takes place. Then the human comes into being. And even that human is the Lord in us, not us. So there's a lot in this that is trying to offer us vessels that can sit in our natural mind, so that we can be made aware of what is higher. A higher vision of the Lord is what the Lord is generating by means of the word. And when that word sits in the memory, you know, when we read it, it goes through our senses, it sits in our memory and becomes the ground by which those cognitions that have been stored up, you know, the remains, can be drawn down, and then a truer vision of the Lord can be had.